The History of Hamas and Israeli Hostage Crises. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict is a complex tapestry woven with threads of history, religion, and politics, and at its heart lies a persistent and agonizing issue: the taking and holding of hostages. Central to this grim narrative is Hamas, an organization whose very foundation is intertwined with resistance and, at times, the controversial tactic of capturing Israelis. To understand the present, we must cast our gaze back to the late 1980s. Amidst the fervor of the First Intifada, a Palestinian uprising against Israeli occupation, the Islamic Resistance Movement, or Hamas, emerged in 1987. Its stated goals were ambitious: to liberate Palestine and establish an Islamic state. From its inception, Hamas distinguished itself from other Palestinian factions through its more militant approach, rejecting the Oslo Accords and espousing armed struggle. This commitment to violence, particularly against Israeli civilians and soldiers, soon became a hallmark of its operations. The strategy of taking hostages, while not invented by Hamas, became a potent and often chilling tool in its arsenal. For Hamas, and for many of its supporters, these actions were framed as a legitimate form of resistance, a means to pressure Israel into releasing Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli jails. The calculus was simple yet devastating. By holding Israeli lives, Hamas sought to extract concessions, to bring the plight of Palestinians to the forefront of international attention, and to sow fear and instability within Israel. One of the earliest and most impactful instances of Hamas's involvement in a hostage crisis began on December 16, 1994. 3 days prior, two Israeli soldiers, Nachshon Wachtsman and Shani Fox, were abducted by Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip. Wachtsman, a young conscript, became the focal point of a desperate rescue mission. The world watched with bated breath as Israeli forces launched an assault on the Hamas hideout where Wachtsman was being held. Tragically, the operation ended in failure. Wachtsman was killed during the botched rescue attempt, and his body was recovered. But the incident underscored the brutal reality of these situations and the immense risks involved for both hostages and captors. This tragedy was not an isolated event. Throughout the late 1990s and early 2000s, similar incidents, though often with different outcomes, punctuated the ongoing conflict. The Second Intifada, beginning in 2000, saw an intensification of violence, and hostage taking remained a tactic employed by various Palestinian militant groups, including Hamas. These crises often involved not only soldiers, but also civilians, abducted from Israeli settlements or ambushed on roads. The emotional toll on Israeli society was immense, fostering a pervasive sense of vulnerability and a deep-seated desire for security. Perhaps the most defining hostage crisis in recent history began on June 12, 2014. Three Israeli teenagers, Ayel Yifra, Gilad Shar, and Naftali Frinkel, were kidnapped by Hamas operatives while hitchhiking in the West Bank. The ensuing search and rescue operation, dubbed Operation Brothers Keeper, was one of the largest military operations in the West Bank in years. It involved thousands of Israeli soldiers, widespread arrests of Hamas operatives, and intense international scrutiny. The agonizing 18-day ordeal ended with the grim discovery of the teenagers' bodies, murdered by their captors. This event sent shockwaves through Israel, hardening public opinion and leading to retaliatory strikes against Hamas targets in Gaza. The response to these crises has been multifaceted. Israel has consistently prioritized the return of its captured citizens, employing a range of strategies from direct military action to intelligence operations and, controversially, prisoner exchanges. The Gilad Shalit deal in 2011, which saw the release of over 1,000 Palestinian prisoners, including many convicted of serious offenses, in exchange for a single Israeli soldier, highlighted the immense value placed on Israeli lives and the difficult moral compromises involved. Hamas, on the other hand, has viewed its hostage taking as a strategic leverage point, a way to negotiate from a position of perceived strength. The organization has often used the captives as bargaining chips, demanding the release of specific Palestinian prisoners or broader political concessions. Their narrative frames these actions as a necessary response to occupation and oppression, a means to achieve Palestinian self-determination. The international community has largely condemned Hamas's tactics, classifying them as terrorism. However, the underlying issues of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, including the ongoing occupation and the plight of Palestinian prisoners, remain subjects of intense debate and diplomatic efforts. The history of Hamas and Israeli hostage crises is not merely a chronicle of events. It is a narrative of deep-seated animosity, of desperate measures, and of profound human tragedy. Each abduction, each failed rescue, each prisoner exchange leaves indelible scars on both societies. For Hamas, the taking of hostages has been a central, albeit brutal, pillar of its resistance strategy. For Israel, it represents a recurring nightmare, a constant threat that fuels its security apparatus and profoundly shapes its national psyche. As long as the underlying conflict persists, the specter of the hostage crisis will continue to loom, a somber testament to the enduring complexities and heartbreaks of this long and tragic struggle.